Following a tragic bus accident in South Africa, an 8-year-old survivor has been discharged from the hospital and returned home. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The incident unfolded as a bus, carrying 45 pilgrims from Botswana en route to an Easter service in Moria, South Africa, tragically veered off a bridge. Plunging approximately 50 meters below, the bus crashed through a barrier and erupted into flames upon impact. Remarkably, the young girl survived the harrowing ordeal, though she sustained serious injuries requiring hospitalization. Fortunately, she is now reported to be in stable condition. Health authorities in Limpopo province, where the accident occurred, confirmed her departure from Polokwane Airport on Wednesday morning. Heartrending images shared by authorities on Facebook portray the girl being gently wheeled to her flight, her face concealed by a blanket with a bandage encircling her head. Notably, a teddy bear accompanies her, providing solace amidst the aftermath of the tragedy. Despite ongoing search efforts, many victims remain trapped inside the vehicle, their bodies tragically burned beyond recognition. Authorities believe the bus was en route from Botswana to Moria, with the driver presumed among the deceased. Minister of Transport, Sindiswe Chikunga, diverted her plans to visit the crash site while in Limpopo province for a road safety campaign. She expressed condolences to the families of the victims and assured an investigation into the crash's cause. The South African government frequently warns of heightened road accident risks during the Easter holidays, a period marked by increased road travel and corresponding dangers. Last year alone, over 200 lives were lost in road accidents during the Easter weekend. Moria, where the tragic incident occurred, serves as the headquarters of the Zionist Christian Church, drawing hundreds of thousands of pilgrims annually for Easter celebrations from across South Africa and neighboring nations. This year's pilgrimage notably marks the first since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.